Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another video from Fantasy Football Scout. My name is Az. We are turning our attention to Fan Team. Today, a lot of you getting excited about the return of the Premier League. Obviously, Fan Team is a game that a lot of people checked out in the World Cup. But it's still going for the Premier League. A lot of you have season-long teams going. And we're going to be talking about the Boxing Day Monster, which is really exciting. Lots of money to be won. Lots of interesting players that we can pick for our own teams, and a record-breaking price for a certain Erling Haaland in the game. Josh, I'm joined by you as always. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How about you?
I'm all right, yeah. I'm winding down a bit now in terms of general like life before Christmas, but of course, with the football season, it's kind of the busiest period, so there is no real... like when everyone's like stopping work and off doing different things, it's carnage at Scout. So, but yeah, enjoying it. Looking forward to Christmas. Nope, you've gone. What have we done? Josh. You've left clean feed, Josh. You've obviously closed the tab. You've closed the clean feed tab, Josh.
Let me see if this is...
Yeah, it just froze, mate. I don't know what happened, but yeah.
You back?
I should be back. Hopefully you can hear me, everybody.
I can hear you. Yep. You look so bewildered and confused.
I know. It just like froze the clean tab. Bloody hell. I've probably got the wrong website, I think.
Did you listen to me talking about how everyone's checked out ahead of the Christmas schedule? I think this is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, we made it happen. We did it on purpose.
Don't bring me into this. Everything I set up was right. It's, we are a team. We go down, we go down together. Anyway, let's get straight into it. So what a Fan Team got for us for Boxing Day. So we have a few different ways that you can play the Monster game. Obviously, all of these different ways do involve spending your own cash. So don't gamble any money that you can't afford to lose. This is supposed to be a bit of fun to wake up to on Boxing Day, make the Boxing Day matches even more exciting, if that's even possible, given how long we've been out of action for. There's a £2 entry game with a €10,000 prize pool. There's a £15 entry game with a £25,000 prize pool, and there's also a high roller entry with £120 entry. I can't remember what's the prize pool in that one. It's obviously big.
No, I think it's probably smaller than the middle one, actually, just because like so many less players play it.
Yes, yeah.
It's a 1,000 guarantee on the high roller. Yeah, it's nothing compared to the £15 or the £25,000, which is the one which I always play. I like to put less money in and try and win more. So yeah,
that's right. Yeah, because the £2 entry has nearly 1,200 teams entered, whereas the £120 entry team has just 3 teams entered. So if that stays like that, you've got a pretty decent chance of winning, but obviously it's a lot of money to commit. So as I said again, don't commit unless you can afford to lose the money. Right, let's go straight into the fixtures. We've got loads to talk about, loads of good games, loads of players to talk about. We've been obviously doing the World Cup stuff, so we know who's been out in Qatar, who's coming back. We've had a bit of kind of from the Carabao Cup matches, who's sort of returned, who's in training, who's going to be in the squad. It's a bit of a lottery, but luckily we've got the safety net to talk about as well. So these are the fixtures. We've got Palace versus Fulham. We've got Everton versus Wolves, Leicester versus Newcastle, Southampton versus Brighton, Aston Villa versus Liverpool, and Arsenal versus West Ham. They are your Boxing Day matches, so Spurs Brentford is not included within those. And then the monster carries on over to the 27th, Chelsea Bournemouth, United and Forest. And then the final game on Wednesday, Leeds United and Manchester City. I mentioned record breaking. I'm not entirely sure if that's true, but have you ever seen a player more expensive than Haaland at 15 million?
There's definitely never been a 16 million one. No. I think there's been a few in the 15, so yeah, that's right up there with the maximum prices. Yeah, he's right up there, yeah.
I mean, that is high. I mean, which of the games stand out to you as you need to invest in? I mean, Haaland is the obvious choice. In FPL, he's going to be 200% effective ownership. Very, very few managers are going to be brave enough to not captain him, let alone not own him. Are we brave enough in a monster game?
We might be in a monster game. I think we're more likely to be brave enough. But to come back to your first question, I think Boxing Day games, I think they're the like drab ones almost. And the last three on the 27th and 28th are the three to target. I think Chelsea against Bournemouth, United against Forest, and then Leeds against City. I think those are like the three clear one-sided fixtures, I would say. So they might be the ones to invest in, I think.
Okay. Shall we start with Chelsea then? I mean, obviously, Kepa is the popular goalkeeper option in FPL. Reece James, I think, is surely a good option in this. I mean, there's a bit of uncertainty about his starts, but that's not really a factor in the monsters, because if he doesn't start, you've got the rest of the safety net of, you know, all the other defenders, really. Koulibaly's there, Silva, Cucurella, Azpilicueta, Chalabar. Surely one of them has to start. Reece James, 10.9. It's pretty tempting, isn't it?
I want him, yeah. I think he's just absolutely great pick for this week, yep. With the safety net, there's no sort of downside to him, whereas on FPL you have got that downside you mentioned, but here, safety net, really good price as well, I think.
Yeah,
like,
no, cheap.
Like James is 10.9 compared to like Sterling, who's 13.4. I'd just much rather have Reece James on this, I think.
Yeah, I know. I mean, look at, you know, the midfield and attack we look at, and no one's really too, you know, enamoured with. I mean, these are expensive prices, aren't they? I mean, Sterling 13.4, Mount 13.2, Havertz 13.1, looking at Aubameyang 12.9 with no safety net because Broya's out and we're not even 100% where he's going to start. I mean, you say this Chelsea game is one of the games you want to target, but are you tempted by any of the other Chelsea assets?
I think I'd be tempted to go double defence, if anything, and then leave it at that. I think I'd maybe have two defenders, maybe the keeper and James, or maybe James and just like one of the others that's got a safety net. So Cucurella's probably got a safety net, for example. So, yeah, maybe I'd be tempted to do something like that and then leave it at that. Because, as you say, like Sterling and Mount, they're getting towards Haaland's price or the other Man City assets price. So I think you'd just rather make the decision in the light blue team, I think, rather than the royal blue or whatever they want to call them.
I mean, it's a fixture with potential. I mean, there's no reason why a team like Chelsea shouldn't go and be playing at home against Bournemouth and win that game 4-5-0. Like, that is just, you know, that is the difference in quality between the two sides. But we haven't seen evidence from Chelsea that they are really capable of doing that at the moment. So I'm reluctant. I can see why people would invest, but like you say, it's a lot of money to be putting in. I mean, even Kepa's 11.4. He's more expensive than James.
Yeah, that's too much. I don't. I like Reece James's price. Maybe we leave it at that for now and come back to it, I think.
Sounds good. So the next game you mentioned was United Forest. I think this is a good game on paper, especially because Forest haven't got Dean Henderson in goal as well. So, I mean, we're looking at United, De Gea, 11.8, pricey. We're looking at Dalot's got a bit of an injury doubt, but obviously has a safety net of Shaw just below him. He's 11.5, Shaw's 11.4. Then you go down to Maguire, 10.9, Lindelof, who are probably going to start. Midfield, Rashford, 13.8. Bloody hell, that is a lot of money. More expensive than Fernandes, 13.6, and Anthony, 13. And then there's Anthony Martial, again, very pricey, 13.2. Seems like we've got to have a United attacker of some description, but again, it is a lot of money for him.
I think it's a one and done, as you alluded to again there. I think you've got to pick one of them and just hope that that's the guy who gets a couple of attacking returns, you know what I mean? So, Rashford's obviously looked amazing. My personal pick would be Bruno, I think, for that little 0-2 less. I think that's just a nice price, given that he'll be on everything again, I think. Like, he'll be on the penalties for sure anyway. So, I quite like Bruno here.
He'll probably fly under the radar as well, won't he? Because I think a lot of people are going to go for Rashford.
Because Rashford's been great, he's looked electric, hasn't he?
Yeah, I quite like the idea of going for a Fernandes or an Anthony. I think they'll be the lesser owned. Should we go for Fernandes then, take your suggestion?
Yeah, I think that's just got like Anthony's got a safety net of Eriksen, and I'm almost certain Eriksen will play, but I think Fernandes is just that little bit better for a little bit more. So yeah,
hi to Moshe Ashraf in the chat, who says I'm looking sharp.
I said the same, didn't I? I said the same to you, didn't
I?
I
was saying to you, I had a haircut, but I'm not totally convinced by it. But, you said you quite liked it, and now Moshe has as well. So,
you know. You got 100% good reviews so far.
I mean, I don't know fashion. I don't know what looks good and what doesn't. So, he probably, the barber knows what he's doing better than I do. Okay, what about defence? Are we looking at Shaw? Are we looking at Maguire? Are we looking at De Gea?
I don't think Shaw's the worst price, but like, again, like De Gea is even more.
I think they
could
concede in this one, United.
Yeah, I think we fade this defence actually, just because it's too high. The price is too high, I think.
I actually think a Forest play, if we're looking for a budget, you know, if we get to the end of this and we need 6 million or something for a player, I think a Forest player to disrupt that clean sheet could be an option. Because
I'm looking at Brennan Johnson with the safety net of Gibbs White. That looks really good to me because I think one of them will play further forward, like amongst like the sort of two strikers. So yeah.
Well, Johnson's, you know, got those goals in the cup, 6.4 million playing against.
I'd put him in.
Yeah, let's stick him in. Let's stick him in.
Just on the basis that we're not playing United defence, I think that just makes sense as a strategy. You know what I mean? So yeah, I like that.
You've got to think of all the teams in the Premier League. The team that would have benefited most from this break has to be Forest.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely quite a few that will have benefited from it, but they're right up there, aren't they? For sure. Mm. They, they've got so many new players. Like, I don't. There's ever been a team that's signed more players than this. It's like two whole new squads have been signed, haven't they? Pretty much. So, yeah.
But he's now had the time to work with them and gel with them a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
It's got to have helped them.
Yeah. We'll sit Johnson in. Okay. Then the third fixture you mentioned, Leeds United, City. City with a big win in the cup against Liverpool last night, despite Pep saying he was worried about, you know, which players were coming back and fitness and all that. It was a big win in the sense that obviously it's against a top side. So who have we got? Well, we've got Haaland at 15 million. Wow. We've got De Bruyne at 14.1, Foden at 13.9. And then if we're looking at defence, Cancelo 10.8 seems relatively kindly priced. Diaz is out, but we've got, who else? I mean, who's going to play in that back line? It's so hard to know. But obviously, we do have the safety net there as well. Or we can just go for Edison as a safe pair of hands at 10.9. I mean, we've got to start with the attack. I mean, I can see goals in this for City, which isn't the most amazing expert analysis ever. But I can't see Haaland not scoring, especially because it's Leeds as well. And he's got the history with them.
Yeah, I love Cancelo's price. And I love Haaland just... I almost don't care what his price is.
No.
Like, I think it's got getting to that point now where it's just like, this guy's probably going to score two goals, which is enough to just pay off any price below 20 million, probably. You know what I mean? Like, it's getting to that point. So, yeah, he's a great captain option. Obviously, I quite like De Bruyne's price as well at 14.1. He seems to be the one who is literally, I think they've got 50%, like, he's assisted half of his goals or something like that when they've been on the field together. Like, it just seems that reliable duo like Kane and Son was the other year, for example. So, yeah, I think I like De Bruyne. I like Haaland. Can we fit both in would be my only worry because it's obviously a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's tempting to. We'll stick him in for now. And if we need to, you know, put him down. I mean, we could put him down to Cancelo, for example, a bit later on.
Yeah, that seems
good. If we kind of need to. But yeah, I mean, I think there's goals in this one. And Haaland's the kind of player that you could fade in this and hope that he doesn't score because he's going to be so ridiculously highly owned in this. And if he doesn't score and you haven't gone for him, you're probably in a really good position because he's going to be really highly captained, really highly owned, and he's taking up such a massive portion of the budget. But I just can't see him not scoring at least one. He's got to be odds on to score two goals at least in this match. So... But yeah, football is funny. You never really know what you're going to get.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy Priceline.
Okay, so what about we've covered all the games that apart from the Boxing Day matches. You said that these ones you were a bit less enamoured with. What players are you looking at from these? Are there any kind of bargains that you picked out?
I'm trying to look for like a defender/goalkeeper combo here now, and I think I think Everton Wolves might be a good game for like a low scoring.
Yeah, it's got 0-0 all over it, isn't it? Absolutely.
So I'd probably just take the cheaper guy. So Saar is 1.2 million cheaper than Pickford. So I think Saar is just a clear pick there, I think.
8 million, just for the, yep, I like that.
Yeah, for the price saving. And I'd pair that with one of the defenders. Like I know Bueno's been playing. I'd sort of rather have the 8 Nouri as the safety net just to make sure, you know what I mean? So... It could be that I side with like a centre back here or something, like maybe Kilman or Collins, just to try and get on the end of something, because Bueno's 7, but if he doesn't play, it's a complete disaster. So if you're confident Bueno's going to play, anyone listening, I would definitely pick Bueno at 7 million. But I think just for 0-1 or 0-2 more, I might be tempted to go with Kilman or Collins, I think, just to have that assuredness of start, I think.
Let's put Kilman in. I don't know how we've ended up with double Wolves defence, but you're the expert. So
you said you think it's 0-0 written all over it, and I agree with you, to be honest. So I think it's the first thing we've ever agreed on, so we need to take advantage of that.
That's true. But now I'm looking at it in the team now. I'm thinking the rest of our team is so nice, and now suddenly we've got double Wolves defence. But if you did back Everton, I mean, you know, again, we've said this could be 0-0. Looking at Cody at 9, so this is why we're going with Wolves, because the Everton players are more expensive. Mikulenko 8.8, Tokowski 8.7. Like you say, these are like over a million more than some of the other defenders. I mean, if you did want to back some of the attackers, Calvert-Lewin's 9.9. You've got Iwobi 9.8 for Everton. If we're looking at Wolves, I mean, their attack has been awful so far this season. Jimenez 8.4. Kwangi Chan 8.1. I don't think we're going to be going anywhere near any of those.
No. Similar to Hwang's price, Mitrovic is 8.3, for example. So he's only 0.2 more, and I think I've just got infinitely more trust in Mitrovic to you, for example, at that price. I think he's a good pick.
I think Mitrovic at 8.3 is a steal, right?
Probably. Yeah, that I've just spotted that one. I think that's just too cheap to ignore, I think. I think I really like that one. Yep. Yeah,
no, I like that. They're playing Palace. I mean, there's not really too many other options we're going to consider in the Fulham lineup. I mean, it is a good fixture for Palace, being at home. To Fulham, probably not looking at the forwards, not sure who's going to start. Zaha, 10.7. Eze, 10.1. If you're looking at defence, if you're going to back against Mitrovic, you can have Mitchell at 8.3, quite a good price, or Guaita at 8.7. So that could be a potential double up that you do if you're backing against Mitrovic.
That was the initial one I had, to be honest, Az. Yeah, so you've took the words right out of my mouth. I was looking at Crystal Palace. I think that's not a terrible double up at the back either. I thought that was a nice price. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yep. What about Liverpool? I mean, they're playing Villa. Disappointment for them last night. Quite a few injuries for them as well. Nunes, 12.4, very popular in FPL. Salah, 12.8, so they're cheaper than the City boys. Probably the only attackers you're likely to go for. Good prices for Trent and Robertson, though, 9.4 and 9.3. I think we've got to have one of those, right?
I think that's another nice double up for people to consider, like you said. I think they're just really good prices. They're like the standout prices for this team, I think, yeah. 9.4, 9.3. Yeah.
I can't see too many goals in this one, actually. I know there's a lot of investment going into the Liverpool attack, but I think Villa are going to just set out to keep this tight and keep the score down as much as possible. And, you know, Liverpool haven't exactly been clinical for a while now. So I'm not expecting Liverpool to get more than 2 in this. I think it could be a 1-0 or a 2-0.
It's a nice way to be different, I think, doubling up this defence at that price. And then maybe we can pick a few attackers to finish off the team.
Well, if we go for Trent and Robertson, that gives us 7.8 for our final spot.
That's quite good, actually. Yeah, I thought we'd be in a much worse position than that, because I think we've got a lot of really big assets in here. So I'm quite happy with this, really. So we've just got to find a bargain.
Yeah, the team we've got at the moment is Saar and Kilman, the double Wolves defence, and Reece James, Trent and Robertson, Fernandez, Johnson, De Bruyne, Haaland, Mitrovic, and then 7.8 for our final spot, which... Well, anyone standing out? Obviously, there's a lot of defenders because we're down into the kind of, the real budget kind of area. I'm looking through the list now. I can't see anyone massively standing out. I think we might need a bit more cash unless you've got an ace up your sleeve.
I wish I had an ace up my sleeve. I'm struggling with this. I think like there's a lot. If people really had to make this work for 7-8, I think they could reluctantly put someone in that they're not completely excited about, but that does work. So I don't want to say Pedenza, Adama Traore, we're looking at, aren't we, here? Like, it's like
Trippier's 8. I mean, that's a great price for Trippier.
I thought that as well.
Only a little bit more. I mean, we don't really want to go five at the back, but I think if you're looking for someone around the 8 million mark, Trippier at eight is an absolute steal, right?
If we punt Bueno in for Kilman, we can have Trippier basically, and that seems, because Bueno is just probably better than Kilman anyway. It's just this, I worry about the safety, but it might be a risk worth taking because I do think he will start.
I think we do De Bruyne down to Cancelo and use the money to.
Oh, we'll have even more then. Yeah, we'll have a better than a Trippier then probably.
Yeah, let's do that. That just gives us loads more flexibility. So that gives us 11.1 now.
It's a nice shape to the team now as well. Yeah, it's like it's still a five at the back, isn't it? But you could now have like up to a Wilson or an Nketiah, for example. Mm. Like is like those are just
or a Miguel Almiron.
Yeah, there's some good options here now.
Yeah, we've got loads. I mean, Trossard, I mean, we're looking at Southampton, Brighton in that. I mean, it's a new manager bounce for Southampton, but you've got to think Brighton are gonna win that game.
Zaha, we're back on as well.
Zaha, Arsenal, West Ham, we haven't really talked about them. West Ham haven't been great this season, but their defensive stats are really good.
Yeah, they've been notoriously tight, haven't they? Yeah, that's why I sort of didn't mention any of the Arsenal attackers. Yeah. I think West Ham have just been... I feel like, again, a 1-0 or a 2-1 or something in this one.
They're pricey as well, the Arsenal attack. You know, Saka 12.2, Odegaard 11.8. Nketiah at 11, we could afford him. I don't mind that.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. I think he does start, especially at the start. I think they might pivot later on if it's not working out and maybe play one of the wingers down the middle.
He'll definitely start.
He'll get a few games, definitely, yeah. So I think that's good.
So we've got a few options here then. I mean, do we go for Nketiah, Wilson, Trossard? Probably one of those three?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really fun sort of set of players, isn't it? Yeah. It's like, I think they've priced these really well this week, do you?
Yeah, like, I do. I really like it. I mean... that's the thing. With Trent and Robertson are like the carrot, aren't they? They're just dangling it because they're both under 10 million as well. It kind of pushes you towards five at the back with Cancelo and James. But then there's spots which you can have fun with, like this. I don't know which one I like out of those three. I think they could all do quite well.
Yeah, I think it might be like if you had sort of two or three different teams, you might do one with Wilson, one with Crossard.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're going to get it wrong, aren't we? We're going to get it wrong.
Yeah.
What one we go for?
One of them's going to brace and one of them's going to get absolutely nothing. Yeah, so it's like, and that's just typical fantasy, isn't it? What I was going to say is, I think our defence will be very popular this week. I think specifically Cancelo, James, Trent and Robertson. I think at their prices, I think a lot of people are going to pick those. So that's just something to note. I think you might have to be different in a few other slots if you go for that defence this week because I think it's going to be very, very popular.
Yep. Okay, well, we need to pick one.
Trossard. I've never said the word Trossard before, but I fancy Trossard and I don't know why.
Everyone fancies Leandro. He's a beautiful, beautiful man. He's in.
He didn't get enough time in the World Cup, did he? So I think, because they played Hazard for the first two games, didn't they? And I think Trossard only started the last one.
I can't understand that. I just can't understand why he didn't play more. I mean, he came back to Brighton, played against Charlton and missed the penalty in the shootout. So.
That's why then. we found it out, yeah.
I know. Well, the good thing about Trossard is his exact budget for us as well, which always makes it look like it's a sign. So our team going into this then is Saar and Kilman, James, Trent, Robertson, Cancelo, Fernandez, Brennan Johnson, who seems like the odd one out a little bit, Trossard, Haaland and Mitrovic. Captain? Very hard to look past Haaland, isn't it?
We got two options, I think, in all seriousness. I think it's Fernandez or Haaland, but I think Haaland is the one who's most likely to score the most points. So because we've got the likes of Johnson and the double walls defence, I think we've got enough different where we can just go with the popular captain, I think. So, yeah.
Let's go for Haaland.
I can't believe it. We've gone pathetic. Like normally we go for like Wilson captain or something. You know what I mean? But we'll be back. Yeah.
It's just the fact it's Leeds and he's got that, you know, his dad playing for them and then he's had the break and it's, I don't know, it's just all the signs point to a big haul for him. He's going to get sent off, isn't he?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, like, it's like, I don't think he's ever been sent off in his career. Maybe once, I think. So, just be typical when he's the highest ever FPL ownership without chips and he just gets sent off. But this is a nice team, I think. Like you say, Johnson's very cheap, so we needed someone like that. Mm. I think there might be some alternatives that other people find, but I think he just looked like a bit of a standout one, playing really advanced class as a midfielder. And then, yeah, we've got, I think the Liverpool boys and Mitrovic are very good mid-priced options. Like Mitrovic seems about $1.2 million cheap to me. So, yeah.
Yep, I like it.
We've done all right, yeah.
It's going in. Enter team, £2, boom.
Done. People aren't going to like the that I've gone for a five at the back team either. I'm going to get a few messages about this. Like, what are you playing at?
I was not expecting us to come into this with a five at the back team. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, here it is. Josh, awesome stuff as always. Everyone, if you're interested, there's links in the description to the fan team game and all the different kind of entry points that you can go into. As I mentioned again, 18 plus only. Don't gamble any money that you can't afford to lose, especially as it's Christmas and we've all spent loads of money on Christmas presents and heating bills are crazy and everything. Don't try and recoup losses through anything like this. It's supposed to be a bit of fun, so treat it as such. Josh, hopefully we will be back with another video very soon. Have a lovely Christmas. What are you up to? You just moved, haven't you?
Yeah, I've just moved house into London and I'm just in a little flat that I'm renting. But I'm going to see my parents for Christmas with Louisa. So we're going back to Birmingham tomorrow morning on the train. So hopefully it's not completely ruined or broken or anything like that.
Good luck.
So,
good luck with that.
We don't have to carry a lot of stuff back, which is the really good thing. We're just taking ourselves. So hopefully it's all okay. Hopefully it's all not too bad for you.
Good luck.
It's going to be a bit of excitement in the morning before the exciting Boxing Day game. So yeah.
Yeah, I think exciting's probably not the word I'd use to describe travelling on Christmas Eve up to Birmingham. But, you know, good luck with it all. Hope it goes well. Have a lovely time. Everyone watching as well, thanks for all support with Fantasy over the World Cup. And with the Premier League videos as well. And yeah, we'll be back very soon.
Take care, guys. Bye.